This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers take up proposed legislation Wednesday that calls for a transition period before the normal system for rating schools is restored. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Rating schools based on student test scores was suspended for 2 years because of the pandemic. The bill requires the state to rate schools and districts this year using the statewide targets for 2018-19, where schools were before the pandemic. Senator Rachel Zinsinger says that's because many students opted out of tests last year.
We don't have a high enough participation rate to necessarily have accurate comparison.
This year's ratings also wouldn't count towards moving a school or district on or off the state's watch list until the 2023-24 school year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Pueblo has declared a temporary housing and shelter emergency as snow and single-digit temperatures hit the state. The emergency declaration allows churches and other religious institutions to serve as temporary shelters for people without homes. Additional shelters may open at city-run buildings if there's a need for more space. A new Supreme Court case involving Colorado web designer 303 Creative might force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer questions on religious expression or anti-discrimination laws. CPR's justice reporter Allison Sherry.
And there are a number of big legal debates here. One of them is whether the state's anti-discrimination laws conflict with a business owner's right to free speech. Or, put another way, whether the state's anti-discrimination laws can actually compel certain speech if you are a creator or a designer of something.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Lawmakers expect oral arguments to begin in October. This is CPR News and KRCC.